Jim Distortion here doing a daily short. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody's done something bad to you and they don't admit it and they won't do that, and then all of a sudden you start hearing that you've done this and you're a bad person and they are the wronged party? I have, several times in my life. I wanted to talk really today about truth. And how the truth is usually manipulated to favour whoever's giving you that set of truths. And how maybe if we all kind of shift our perception and actually stop lying for 5 minutes, maybe then there's a way forward politically, you know, about the environment, about everything. Because if people start telling the truth and it actually is the truth rather than fake news, as we've already talked about, or a different perception of somebody else's truth, you know, it actually is the truth backed up with facts, then maybe everyone in the world can kind of communicate on an equal level. I think the problem today with truth is somebody tells you something about someone and you've not met that person. Then say 3 months later, you meet them and, you know, you think, oh, they don't seem like the person that my mate told me about. But because you don't know them, you've already judged them. Because of the truth, in inverted commas, that somebody's already told you. So, you know, this poor person is probably very nice, but they might have had a row that day or a week before, and people might have shifted their thought patterns in as much as they're going to tell you how they feel at that time about that person. And that perception of that person at that time is valid to them. So therefore, they don't see it as lies. They don't see it as wrong. But then you meet that person's completely different, and they're nice and they're smiling and they're happy and you want to be friends with them. But in the back of your mind, you've already judged them. I don't know. I was in a situation recently, well, not recently, maybe a couple of years ago, where somebody had done something pretty bad, where they had actually stolen from me and somebody else, and then decided that the best way to deal with that issue was to put themselves on a pedestal and make out that I was the person that caused all of the problems. Now, it's quite easy to believe that of me. I'm 6'2", I'm a big fella, I've got a beard, and I've got a temper as well. If you piss me off, I'm going to shout at you. Yeah, that's the way it is. The only thing is now, is I'm getting a bit older, I'm mellowing out a bit, and I can see the reality of situations. But because that person felt so guilty, what they did was, is they made a situation up in their head, and they told themselves that lie so many times that then that lie became the truth. It became the truth to them. And then they told their parents, yeah, and then they told their friends. And then all of a sudden, all this little group of people around this other person started to look at me in a different light. When the reality of the situation was, me and another person had helped this person out. We'd pulled them out of a situation that was pretty untenable for them, and we'd given them a career. Without going into any details, what I'm talking about is that you tell yourself a lie so many times, yeah, it can become the truth. That truth then spreads like wildfire. Yeah, so then I'm sitting here knowing nothing about it. And because it's very easy to believe badly of me, and indeed other people, yeah, then, you know, you start to believe that. Have you ever questioned truth when it's given to you? Yeah, so you get a truth from a friend of yours, and you get the same truth, but it has a slightly different slant from somebody else who's a stranger. Maybe a stranger who you don't, you know, from a cultural mix you don't understand, or a cultural place that you don't want to have anything to do with. Who are you going to believe? You're going to believe your friend at face value, yeah? That's power, right? There is an old saying that truth is power, and you're right. If you genuinely hold a fact, yeah, that you need to prove or push through a point. If you know that person and they trust you, they're going to believe that point. If there's another person in that argument who is basically not somebody that you're going to trust, yeah, so they've got the wrong name, they've got the wrong haircut, they've got the wrong hair color, or your perception of them is wrong, you're not going to believe anything they say. So does that make them less wrong? Can't say less this morning. Does it make them less wrong because you don't know them? No, of course not. So you're not going to question your friend. You're going to question the stranger. And I understand that. That is a perfectly natural human reaction. And I too would do that. But when you're next out and someone's telling you something about someone, and you don't know them, don't make a decision based on that. Listen to what they're saying by all means, and, you know, support your friends. But don't lean on a truth that may be biased in one direction or the other. Also, if you're in a situation and something's happened and two people are telling you the truths, but they're different from each other, you know, you're going to have to take that at face value. If one of the people that you don't like, or you don't understand, or you don't like the cut of their jib, or you don't like the shape of their face, yeah, that will influence you into not knowing who to trust. So don't trust either of them. Take it both at face value, and, you know, and look at the every piece of evidence around you before you make a decision. I think what I'm trying to say in a very long-winded way is that if you hold the power of truth, don't corrupt it. If you're able to give someone a perfect truth, i.e. it is the truth, without emotion getting in the way, then that would be more beneficial. Even if that truth somehow tarnishes you, if it tarnishes you, then you probably deserve it and you shouldn't have been doing what you were doing in the first place. Yeah? I mean, no one lives perfect lives, and I'm not preaching and telling you how to live your life. You know, all I see nowadays is other podcasters and people with memes saying how to live your life. You have to be strong. You have to do this. Good things comes to those who wait. You know, all these prescribed responses are rubbish. I tell you what, good things only happen to people who go out and make them happen. If you aren't in a position to say that you've tried your best today, yeah, to get where you're going, yeah, then you will look for an excuse to blame everyone else. That, again, is a different perception of the truth. That's your truth, but it's not real. The only reason I'm doing this podcast is because I want to do them. Yeah, that's the absolute pure truth of the matter. I don't want anyone else, yeah, to be telling me what I should and shouldn't do, so I go my own way. Obviously, I have people around me I have to take into consideration. But when you're looking at truth, try and take it all at face value if it's from different people and they have different perceptions, because they might be valid in different parts, but both of them have an agenda. If no one has an agenda and the truth is just told, then there can be no misrepresentation, there can be no spin. And at the end of the day, if you're making important life decisions based on lies, you're going to come undone. Just a little thought, really, about truth and the power that it holds over you. This is Jim Distortion doing a daily short. You can find us on Instagram, Distortion's Got Issues. And also, if you want to hear this podcast even, go to distortionsgotissues.podbean.com.